Before we get started with this episode of the Podcasting Strategy Show, I wanted to provide a quick personal note as well as a sort of end of 2021 update. Right now, you're listening to a piece of dynamically inserted pre-roll audio. This is a feature that our podcast platform Captivate.fm just rolled out, and we've been looking forward to this capability for ourselves and for our clients because it's a way to keep our audiences and our entire back catalog of episodes updated with the latest happenings in our businesses. Which brings me to what is happening at Polymash as we head into the new years. On a sad personal note, we just had a death in the family. My mom passed away at age 91, and so I'm taking a break from podcasting for about a month. And this means delaying the rollout of season 2 interviews until January. So thank you in advance for your understanding for the longer than expected break. And to recap, we just wrapped up season 1, which was all about internal workflow tools and processes we use as a podcasting agency with episode 10. And now season 2 aims to level up our thinking about how to use audio for content strategy and brand storytelling. And we'll hear from experts in all areas, including full-time podcasters, authors, speakers, and business leaders building brands around specific topics related to their expertise or passion. And so if you'd like to stay in touch with any interim articles or insights we publish, please visit podcastingstrategy.com and sign up there to stay in the loop. So I'll see you in January of 2022 with new episodes. And in the meantime, let's get on with the show. I'm Jürgen from Polymash, your host. This show explores podcast-based content marketing strategies and stories for organizations and entrepreneurs. And just a quick reminder before we get started, our episodes are often both video and audio-based. And so if at times I refer to graphics, visuals, or video demos, please find our show on YouTube as the Podcast Growth Channel. Just Google that and you'll find it. Or visit us at podcastingstrategy.com. Hey, this is Jürgen from Polymash, and let's continue our series on podcast content syndication as a method for podcast and website growth. And today we'll explore why drip syndication and the timing of it is a key when distributing podcast show notes. So let's get started with a quick recap of content syndication and how it works and what we talked about the last time, how ranking factors are influencing podcast and website growth, including domain authority. We talked about how the importance of incoming links and also how the long form episode show notes content, when it's SEO optimized, is a contributing factor. And finally, engagement on your website and social media signals. And all of those are factors where content syndication for podcast show notes articles contributes and basically improves them by building backlinks and sending those social signals to Google. And we'll, you know, go in a little bit more detail today. But basically, the idea is that we want to widely distribute the podcast show notes articles, not only to your own websites, but onto content hubs and other network related sites, as well as through referral and social marketing. And what we're trying to do is to basically build a series of backlinks by distributing these show notes widely. So it's not just about the traffic, it's about creating a number of incoming links that Google recognizes in importance of pointing to your website. So what we're trying to achieve in the end is to identify as many places as possible to syndicate your show note articles to, kind of like what's happening with your podcast audio already. So we support all the primary modern content management systems or CMS-based websites. And of course, WordPress is one of the most popular ones. But we also support modern platforms like Webflow, for example. Ghost is an interesting platform because Ghost is, you know, also has a newsletter and email syndication platform built in. But even if you don't use it for that, it can be very good just as an additional affordable platform to publish on. William is the free blog with a high domain authority that you get backlinks from that is built into StoryChief, which is our content syndication platform. We will cover that in greater detail in an upcoming episode. Also, we can publish to custom websites and Drupal, Joomla, for Craft CMS, as well as HubSpot. So these are all destinations in a multi-channel strategy that we can publish to. And so the more sites that we can publish to, the better. Additional sites and channels are always welcome. And this is done in a way to avoid any duplicate content penalties from Google. For those of you familiar with SEO, there's a technical term called canonical tags. And all of the articles that are getting published through the systems basically point the rank authority that Google attributes to your primary website, to your business website. And so the more sites, then the better. There's no concern about having any duplicate content penalties. And of course, what we're publishing, just as a reminder, are the long-form SEO-optimized show notes articles. We're going to show a couple of examples in the future, but they basically are augmented show notes based on a transcript, but not where the transcript is pasted in on the bottom. Instead, what we do is add and augment this with headings, subheadings, images, quotables, pull quotes, and a number of other things that make it appear to Google like these are authority, high-quality articles. And they usually are, because they're based on the conversation and the topic that you and your guest or you in a solo episode cover. The only platforms that we cannot support with this system are closed ecosystems like Squarespace and Wix, because these aren't true content management platforms that accept publishing from third parties. So with that said, though, what I want to focus on in this episode is the fact that dripped release timing of syndicated episode articles is a key to success here. So I wanted to explain why and how this works. So basically what we are trying to achieve is to drip the syndicated content to multiple channels, but not all at once. So we don't publish everything on day one to like 30 or 40 websites or 10 or 15 websites. We're trying to drip this out over a period of time. Now you may ask why, and there's a good reason for that. So on the first day, we publish to the primary website, and then this is an example schedule. We customize these schedules depending on what platforms our clients are interested in or already have. But let's assume that, you know, on the primary website, that's the first place that we publish. But on day two, we publish on the William blog. As I mentioned, that is the blog that you get that has a high domain authority, produces a high domain authority backlink, and it sends that signal to Google. And Google says, look, there's this article must be important. There's somebody linking to it already. And it passes that rank along to your primary website. And that process repeats itself. So if you have a secondary site, if you have a partner site, if you even have a site where you can deploy the content in a way that's not necessarily visible on the homepage or even the navigation, it still helps you because it earns you a backlink from Google. So many people have more than one website, or have a business website and one for their podcast, and maybe even a private or personal blog. The more, the better. And this process then continues through referral marketing. What, for example, if you get your podcast guest to link to you from an article or a mention on their own website that produces another incoming link? We may then publish to some content networks, like, for example, on a Blogger account. Again, you know, a week later or so, you're starting to send regular signals to Google that wind up accumulating and that illustrate to Google that this is an authority article that you've just launched. And so on and so forth, right? So now here we're now in a week or two later, we might publish to Ghost, we might publish to Medium. And while this is going on, there are also continuous social signals being sent, because our content syndication process also publishes to Instagram and LinkedIn profiles and pages and Facebook groups and Twitter and so forth. So these social signals contribute as well. they're not quite as important in Google, in Google's parlance, as direct incoming links from high domain authority sites, but they do matter. And this constant drip feed of incoming links basically contribute to delivering the results in weeks, not months or even years. So content published can show up on page one, and we often see results after only a few days or weeks. So that is why we are following this concept, and that is why your overall website, your overall podcast, the visibility and traffic as well, you know, this isn't all about traffic. You know, I don't really care whether there's a lot of traffic coming in from some of these sources. What's important is that what's coming in are these ranking signals. And so that's basically today's episode. Up next will be how content syndication works on social media and through influencer marketing. So that's next up. In the meantime, please follow the Podcast Growth Channel. If you're watching this on YouTube, follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Polymash. Actually, on Instagram, we are at Polymash Design. And if you have any questions, you know, please leave a comment or let me know or contact us as indicated here. This is Jürgen signing off for this episode. See you next time.